Hey, I'm Si Muncy, and this is Life Together. So this is the first Life Together of 2026. Welcome if it's your first time listening, and welcome back if you've listened to these before. The aim of these is just to give a little bit of an insight into the life at Life Church, things that are happening that we might not talk about on Sundays, things that are happening in my world and my week, just to give us a bit of togetherness on that, really, because we're all scattered here, there, and everywhere. One of those things is our week of prayer. So we're praying and fasting this week. We're going to be gathering together on the 25th of January, so that's Sunday evening at 4:30 at the Boathouse. Bring the family along. We're going to be breaking the fast together by praying and sharing the bread and wine together, but also then sharing pizza and other healthier options together too. And we're going to be spending some time praying and praising God together with our band. So I'd encourage you to come along to that, make a priority of being there on Sunday late afternoon. In this episode of Life Together, I'm going to be talking a little bit with Nathan Guy, who works here at Life Church, leads our worship staff and also coordinates lots of our kids and youth things, just on some of our reflections on our week of prayer and fasting so far, and an encouragement to come along. And then also a conversation with a guy called Lars. So Lars is Danish, and a friend of ours who runs something called the Steps course. Steps is something that we run regularly here at Life Church. Either in-house, we run it, or we join in with the Steps course more widely. And lots of folk across Life Church have done it. And so just chatting to Lars about some of his reflections on what God's doing at the moment. So I'd encourage you to take the time to listen. So Nathan and I are here actually in our prayer room. We have a prayer room at the Boathouse. Some people may not know that. Just reflecting a little bit on week of prayer so far. So we're on, this is Tuesday morning. So we've had Sunday evening, Monday morning, Tuesday, Monday lunchtime, and then Tuesday morning as well so far. And if you've been, you'll know that we're kind of focusing in on the Word of God, so looking at Scripture and letting that direct our prayers. Kind of slightly inspired by Dietrich Bonhoeffer's quote, where he says, "When we pray from the riches of God's Word rather than the poverty of our circumstances." But it's a new kind of way of praying for me. What about for you, Nathan? How have you found it?
Yeah, I would say I haven't prayed like this in a corporate church kind of context. I think a lot of the prayer meetings that I would have gone to so far throughout my life have not been like this, really, which does to a degree make me feel a bit uncomfortable, just because it's different to my norm and different to some of the, I guess, the expectations and ideas that I have when it comes to what prayer meetings should be like and what prayer is and what a good prayer meeting looks like. So it has been a little bit different, which I found noticeable. But I think for myself and for, I think, many others who have joined us in praying at these meetings so far, we're up for trying it.
Yeah.
Up for exploring praying in a bit of a different way.
Yeah. And I think meeting God in it, right? Like, and that's the aim, isn't it? And I agree with you. I think for a long time, I've, even though I know it's not true, but like prayer meetings feel like, you know, you should be praying out loud. If someone's not saying something out loud, so we're not doing it right.
And
it's like, actually.
Or if we're not saying something, or not talking to God, that's not prayer. I think we often have quite a narrow and shallow view of prayer. And I think what's good about what we're doing this week and the way we're doing it is I think God's going to be broadening how we understand prayer and deepening it as well, enriching it for us. It's not like the way we have to pray from now on, but actually it's going to challenge lots of potential misconceptions that we have when it comes to prayer. I think it's going to shape culture. It's going to, and ultimately I think it's going to help us, I guess, prioritize God, right?
Yeah. And that's one of the things that really kind of underpins this whole idea, is that like what we're trying to do is come to God rather than think of things to pray for.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of stuff to pray for.
Yeah.
But in my life, you know, there is, I don't feel the presence of God. I don't experience his presence all the time. Mm. And I don't even think that's necessarily the aim, but knowing who we're coming to rather than like trying to just work on what we're praying for is super important. And we'd just encourage you to come along, get along to one of the morning prayer meetings. Yeah. There's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, depending on when you're listening to this, I guess, if it's, you know, if it's been and gone. But the encouragement would be as well, like, this isn't maybe the only and last time we pray. There are evening meetings. So we're going to be co-hosting the one with Lighthouse Church on Friday evening of our prayer weeks. That's, I think, the 23rd of Jan. So I'd encourage you to come along, make the most of the opportunity that we've got to be together and to come before God. Thanks. So I am in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Woking, having met with Vinu, who most of you will know from Commission, and also the wonderful Lars from Copenhagen. So Lars, do you want to just give us something? I'd love to just hear some encouragements from life in Copenhagen.
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, we are having a wonderful time at the church in Copenhagen. We have a time of renewal, outpouring.
Yeah.
People being healed, people being coming to faith, and in particular, people having an experience of inner healing.
Mm.
So, which has been amazing. It's been happening over a period of 2 years, Sunday after Sunday.
Wow.
Cross-generational, and with many people coming to faith, being baptized, and the church is growing. So, it's very, very lovely.
Yeah, it's encouraging.
It's very encouraging.
Yeah.
I mean, I have experienced so many things in my lifetime now. Also revivals and outpourings. This is really special.
Mm.
It's so much a God thing and so little of us, actually.
Mm.
So, so we are really blessed.
That's really great.
Yeah.
So some of you at Life Church will know the voice of Lars from having done the Steps course, which is what we've been talking with Vinu about today and looking at how, you know, Commission use the Steps course. So if you had an encouragement for people who maybe have either done the Steps course or have never done the Steps course, what would be something that you would say? Because Life Church will run Steps again in the new year at some point. What would be your encouragement to folk at Life Church?
Well, first of all, I have to apologize still for my voice and my accent, but thanks for bearing with me. Well, I mean, we now have 6,000 people plus who have been going through the steps process.
Wow.
And these weeks we are having step 12 again, different parts of the world, and hearing story after story after story of renewal, people experiencing freedom and real change.
Yeah.
I've been in three groups this autumn, which is a bit much, busy, to be honest, overdose, but also just blessed really by seeing some of the amazing things happening in people's life. And the strange thing is that it's often the small things that are the most amazing things, because if we have consistent changes of some of the small things in our lives, it makes such a huge difference, not only to us, but also to our families and our wider world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah, if you'd like to find out more about Steps, do come and speak to me, come and speak to any of the elders. We've been going through Steps over this last year. And in fact, that is where I'm going now, to go meet with our elders to talk about our Steps journey and hopefully share some of our story as well. So, Lars, thanks so much.
Pleasure.